Blog Talk Radio.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth.
Yes,
Lord. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods.
Yes.
Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. This portion of the radio show is Nicole's Heart. I'm going to come to you. I may come to you weekly. I may not come to you weekly, but I'm going to come and share my heart with you, the heart that I have for hurting women. Now, I love, love, love that prayer. I absolutely love that prayer because we are called for purpose and we're called for reason and we're called for other people and forgiveness and things of that nature. And we just need to have a heart that's pure and a heart that's really set above and it's set on God. So to God be the glory. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend this past weekend. I had a very full weekend, very full weekend. Now, if you don't know, Breathe Again Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want you to visit us online at breatheagainmagazine.org and follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again and connect with us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/breatheagainmag. Now, normally we come to you every Thursday and we have a guest and we're sharing victorious testimonies of women and men that have overcome adversity. But this is going to be a little different. This is just me one-on-one sharing my heart. You know, I meet so many women out here and I get all weepy because I feel them. And when I talk about this, I know what I've been called to and I know what my purpose is. And this is going to be different. This is not going to be an interview. It's going to be me just sharing my heart with women that are hurting. That's what Breathe Again Magazine, how it was founded. It was founded from me suffering in silence and me going through by myself because I felt like I was alone. And like you, I mean, there's so many women and men out there that when they go through, they feel like they're by themselves. I felt like I was by myself. I felt like no one understood me. No one knew the pain that I was feeling. No one ever went through what I was going through when I was sort of like in this world by myself. And that is far from the truth. But, you know, the enemy will trick us and make us feel like we are by ourselves and nobody understands and woe is me. And we will start that pity party. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then we become angry. You know, look, I was on the verge of suicide. I was on the verge of giving up. Didn't want to take care of my kids. And I will admit that I didn't, because I was so blinded. And so many women that are in the midst of being hurt, especially if it's by, if you've been betrayed or it's by a spouse or someone you really love. It doesn't even have to be by a spouse, but just betrayal by itself is so deep, and it will cut you so deep. And so I was blinded, you know. I had put this individual, put my marriage and my husband on this real, real big pedestal. And when that thing, that betrayal came up, I was devastated. I really was. And I felt like I was by myself, and that is the enemy. The enemy will make you feel like you are by yourself. But I want you to know, honey, that you are not by yourself. You are not alone. Honey, the same tears that you were crying, somebody else is crying them too. They're just not talking about it. And that's what happened with me. I was going through. I was crying. I was yelling. I was hollering. I was screaming. I was snotting. I was going to church. But nobody was sharing with me how they made it. You know, I needed somebody to tell me, you know, look, baby, this is how I made it, and this is how you're going to get through. Because the Word of God tells us we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and the words of our testimony, there's power in those words, and people are waiting. I say all the time, people are sitting around, you can't see them, but they are waiting to hear what you have gone through. Their deliverance, yeah, they go to church every week and they read the word, but their deliverance really is tied up in you sharing with them how you made it. You know, so we can't be, we cannot keep it to ourselves. Somebody else's life is at stake, and that's how I look at it. Somebody else's life. Even when I get weary and I don't want to talk about it, because there are times, honey, let me tell you, there are times I don't want to talk about it. There are times where I just don't want to bring it up anymore, but I've been called to it, so I have to continue to tell the story. I don't tell it because if there's any glory in it as far as myself concerning, it's glory to God for him taking me through. But there is no glory in me building myself up. Actually, it's downright kind of embarrassing, and nobody really wants to admit to it or talk about it. Sometimes we are called to really hard subjects, and we just got to move forward and do what needs to be done. I'm just going to go ahead and share our weekly news, our news for Breathe Again, because we all know that Breathe Again is my baby. It is my baby. I absolutely love doing what I do. You know, this year I said I was going to do what I love and love what I do, and I love Breathe Again. Breathe Again Magazine, Breathe Again the radio show. I may not be, you know, 10 million people deep and 10 million people strong, but I am reaching somebody. I'm reaching somebody, and I love it. I love it to provide hope, inspiration, and solutions, and that's what I do, just to let them know that, baby, you are not by yourself. That does something to me, because it's not about me, it's about other people. It's not about me, it's about other people. I will say that again. It ain't about me, it's about other people. And it ain't about you, honey, because you're going through right now, but it's not about you. It is about those other ones that you're going to be called to, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. So we're going to share some news from Breathe Again Magazine. Breathe Again Magazine is an online magazine for women and men that have gone through adversity or struggles in their lives. We post real-life testimonies of women and men that have gone through, came out just to encourage the next person, because we don't want you to suffer in silence. We don't want you to think that you're by yourself. And you know what I absolutely love? I love when I hear from people. I love that. And I bless God for the testimonies and the emails and the texts and the calls that come through and tell me, thank you for posting this article, or thank you for talking about that, and thank you for doing that. But I love what I can't see, because I know what is in the spirit is greater than what is in the natural. That is what I have been taught. And so I know things are happening that I can't even see, and I get excited about that. And if you listen to my show, you'll know that my buzzword is excited. I am excited. I really am. I'm just excited about just being alive, just being here in the midst and in the land of the living. You know, there's so many people that are dying each and every day. They are leaving this world, and they're not leaving this world at 90 and 100. They are leaving this world at 40 and 35 and 29 from massive heart attacks and strokes, and they're stressed out. And I'm just thankful just to be here another day. No, everything not may not be going where it's supposed to be going, and I may not have everything that I want, but God has and is supplying all of my needs, all of my needs, all of my needs. I can't complain. I can complain, but I won't complain. I will say that I can, I could, but I won't, because it is good, because I'm yet here. My family is here, and I'm saved. I'm saved. And I love the Lord. I love the Lord. So we want you to connect with us on Breathe Again. But we have some news. We have a friends network with Breathe Again Magazine. That is women in business and men in business that support the magazine. And we have a few events that are coming up, a few events that are coming up. The first event that's coming up is the Single Mothers Conference, and that is coming up this Saturday. That is from Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins, and it's going to be in Norfolk, Virginia, at the Union United Christ of Church in Norfolk. And you can contact Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins, and you can also contact Union United Church of Christ. That's at 757-623-1087. That is this Saturday in Norfolk, Virginia. It is called the Singles Mothers Conference, and Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins is the sponsor. So connect with her, drwilliemae.com. I believe it's drwilliemae.com. We also have another event that's coming up on Saturday. This Saturday is busy. It really is busy. The 7th Annual Hunters Production Virginia Gospel Showcase and Expo. That is hosted by Hunter Productions. That is Bishop E.E. Hunter and LaQuinla Hunter, and they are from God's Anointed Touch Ministries out of Franklin, Virginia. And I tell you, I had a chance to interview them and interview Ernest Pugh last week, and they are geared up, and they are going to be ready. That is this Friday and Saturday. It's the Virginia Gospel Showcase an expo. And if you have a group, and if you're an artist, go out there, contact them, and let them know you want more information. It is 757-242-4151. I love the internet, because you know what I can do right now? I can just pull up the actual website address that you need to contact if you want more information about the Gospel Showcase. It's hpvirginiagospelshowcase.com. That's hpvirginiagospelshowcase.com. There's also a taste testing that's going to take place this Friday at Agape International Ministries Worldwide in Richmond, Virginia. So if you're in the Richmond area, it is a taste of AIM, and you can come out and you can taste all these different foods. We're going to have a great time. The tickets are $12. You can purchase them at the door if you'd like. Let me give you some contact information for them as well. It's Agape International Ministries Worldwide. That's at 8001 Staples Mills Road in Richmond, Virginia. And that phone number is 804-266-3000, 804-266-3000. And it's a taste of AIM, a taste of AIM. If you'd like to contact them or learn more information about Agape, you can connect with them online, myaimww.org. That's myaimww.org. All right. Let's get into Nicole's heart. Nicole's heart, why me? Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? I've asked this question thousands and thousands of times. And if you're like me, you've asked it before as well. You don't even have to be like me. I know you asked it before, because we all go through and we ask the question, why me, Lord? We go through, and sometimes it's undeserving. We could be doing what we believe is right in God's eyes. We could be doing the work of the Lord, the work of the ministry, and we still going to have afflictions that come. We still going to have trials that come. We're going to have tribulations that come. We are going to be offended. Things are going to happen in the midst of you trying to do good in ministry, at work, at home, you know, with your kids, and you go before the Lord and you say, why me? Why me, Lord? Now, I've asked this many times, and my response, and I'm sure some of your response has been, the response I received was, why not you? Why not you? Didn't understand that. What you mean, why not me? Because I do nothing to deserve this. That was mine. So I've had these tug of wars with the Lord and yelling matches and things of that nature. But, of course, he doesn't yell at me. But, you know, I've been to that place and I've gone there. And I'm not ashamed to say that I've been pushed to that point. And I'm just real. And I need answers. I need to know, why me, Lord? So the Word of God, you know, I love reading the Word and trying to get my answers from the Word, because everything that I need and everything that you need is in the Word of God, everything. That book is so powerful that you can take that book, take your situation that you're going through, open the Word of God up, start reading and applying what you read to your life, and you'll get your answer. You will get your answer. Just read that Word of God. But I absolutely love Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians. I absolutely love the ends. So I'm going to take you to Philippians 1 and 12. Now, this is where Paul was in jail, and it says that Paul's chains advanced the gospel. I'm just going to read you a little excerpt from it. 1 and 12 says, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of my brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly." Then 15 says, "It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill." I'm going to skip down to 18 where it says, "But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every day, in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice." Because of this, I rejoice. When I read that, I got excited because, you know, we know that when we go through, depending on how you go through, God has to be glorified. God has to be glorified because at the end of the testimony, we've got to give praise to God for what we've gone through, how he brought us out, and how it's going to help somebody else. So everything in life is a learning lesson. And I will go as far as to say you were chosen. I was chosen to go through what I'm going through, what I have gone through already, and what I will go through, because I thought, let me tell you, years ago when I went through what I went through in my marriage, I thought I was good. I was like, oh, I've hit the ultimate, and, you know, I've surpassed this, and God dealt with me, and I made it. And so, therefore, there will be no more afflictions. There will be no more hurt, no more pain, no more issues, because I've conquered that one battle. But let me tell you something. I was so far from being right, because I tell you, new levels, new devils, baby. I tell you, the more you go in, the more you're going to have issues being thrown at you. And a mother of the church told me years ago, baby, you need to have a face of flint. What is that? For when those fiery darts come, they don't stick. They don't settle. They just fall off. There's nothing there for it to stick to. It just falls off. So stay rooted and grounded in the Word. And I took that to heart. And so therefore, I believe that the more I'm in the Word of God, the more I'm preparing myself for the next issue, the next battle, because we're going to be offended. We're going to have battles. We're going to have disagreements. We're going to have issues that come up that we feel as though it's not fair. It's not fair. Now, I'm a minister. Now, I know the Word, and I'm still learning the Word. Although I'm not no scholar, let me tell you something. I am still learning each and every day. But I tell you, each day I learn more, and each day I could just add something else to the back end of that next trial that's going to come, because you're going to have more. You know, you'll be like, Lord, have mercy. What else is going to come at me? You're going to have issues with your kids. You're going to have issues in your marriage, issues in the church. That's the first place you're going to be offended at, first place you're going to have issues at, first place you're going to want to run from. But stay rooted, stay grounded, stay settled. You know, don't let your emotions get all involved and you get all holier than thou on your battle and on your issue, because if you don't go through this one, you're going to go through the next one. I look at it like this. We go through, and then we get halfway through, and then some of us give up. Some of us turn back and we say, oh, forget about this. This is just, it's not even worth it. I can get this type of issue, or I can get this type of experience, or I can get this type of embarrassment, humility. I mean, I can be humiliated in the world. I can get treated like dirt in the world. Why would I go to church to get treated like dirt, or go to church to be offended? But I've come to the conclusion that people are people. In the church and outside of the church, people will be people, you know. Pray for them. Pray for those that use you. Pray for those that are mean. Pray for those that just take you and just talk to you all kinds of ways. Pray for them, because another mother, I love mothers. If you know me, I love mothers. I love to sit at their feet and listen to them. I love to learn from them. Because it's the mothers that will teach us. Titus teaches us that the mothers are going to teach us, but we got to be there. We got to be receptive to learn and listen and apply what is being listened, and not look at the mothers like, oh, you crazy. I wouldn't be doing that, and get all sister girl on the mothers, because they've been through some things. They have gone through. They've come out, and they're humble. They are humble. They are so humble. But the mothers will teach you some things. They will teach you how to go through. They will teach you to shut your mouth. They will teach you how to love, hallelujah, how to love when love is not being returned. And then they will teach you how to answer that question yourself. Why me, Lord? Why not you? You need to learn something from this. You have been chosen for it, because people are going to come up after you, and people need to hear how you made it. People need to hear how you went through, how you got beyond that obstacle, how you've gone from level to level, glory to glory, you know. They need to hear it, so you've been called to it. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. And I know I didn't want to hear that. What you mean I've been called to it? What you mean I was chosen? Why couldn't he choose somebody else? Because he knew you would be able to deal with it. You know, you should count yourself special. I count myself special. I didn't in the midst of it. I'm going to tell you that right now. I did not count myself special or privileged when I was in the midst of being hurt and humiliated and embarrassed and ashamed. I didn't count me being special then, but I do know that when God calls you to something, it's so much bigger than what you can see. You can't see it because your eyes are cloudy right now, but it's so much bigger than you. And when I found out that it ain't about me, it ain't about me, my emotions, my feelings, my mess, my foolishness, what I think is right, what I think should be done, and what I think should not be done. When I got past me, then I was able to move out of my pain into my purpose. When I decided that I was going to really let go, let God do what he needed to do. And even today, I have to just hush. I have to quiet myself, quiet my spirit, because I'm still learning. I'm still going through, you know. But I know I've been called to hurting women. I know there's going to be many me's out there. There are going to be many me's out there. What is that, Austin Powers, I think that movie, where it has many me in it. It may be the wrong movie, but I don't know. But many me's. There are many me's out there that are crying, that are suffering, that are asking the question, why me, Lord? And the response is, why not you? You have been called to people. It ain't about you, not about your emotions. Look past that right now. And once you get out of this that you're in right now, you're going to be able to reach back and minister to that next person that's coming up behind you. You're going to be able to say, look, 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 no one told me, but this is how I made it. No one took me by the hand, but let me take you by the hand. You don't need to go through all that you're going through right now. You're going to be able to tell them, baby, it's not even worth it, because I contemplated suicide. I wanted to harm myself, hurt myself, because what? Because a man didn't want me? What? Then it was like, oh, God, my world is ending. But now, what? I will never, 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 never. I know I tell people never say never, but I'm not that person anymore. I'm not that individual, that little girl. I was a grown woman, but I was a little girl in the Lord, and the Lord had to teach me, because I know God will always be there. I know God has always had me. He's always been there. He's never left me, never forsaken me, never gave up on me. When I wanted to give up on myself, and because I said this foolish mess, this is what I said. I was on the phone, and I said, well, if I die today, I go to heaven because I love the Lord and he loved me. And it was sort of like, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? Isn't your life worth more than that? He made you. So you saying that what he made is not worth living? So what you saying is what he made was a mess? So what you're saying, Nicole, is that because he don't want you, or because he say he don't love you, that life is not worth living? What about these babies that I have entrusted you with? What about the huge calling that I have given you? What about the masses and the women that you need to tell your story to? What about that? You know, so I had to hurry up and get out of my flesh and my emotional roller coaster ride that I was on, and say, hey, it ain't about me. It ain't about me at all. God is using me just like he is using you. He's using you that he may get the glory. He may get the honor. He may get the praise, because right now I will tell you that if it had not been for God on my side, if it had not been for God in the midst of me when I was alone and crying and weeping and calling out and screaming, if it had not been for God, I would not be here today to tell the story. The women that need to hear my story and the women that need to hear your story, if you give up right now, you won't be able to reach them. And at the end of this life, hallelujah, at the end of this day, when all is said and done in this earthly realm, when I get before God, I am not trying to answer that question. Why didn't you do what I called you to do? Why didn't you tell that woman that was sitting there, that was hurting, that was on the verge of giving up? Why didn't you tell her what you've been through? Why didn't you tell her? Why didn't you share what I delivered you from? I don't want that on me. I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Enter in. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I want. That's what I live for. So I love the Lord. I love you. But I want to tell you, hurting women right now that's out there that feel like they're by themselves, that no one understands your pain. There's pain that you haven't even talked about, haven't even told nobody about, stuff that you're suffering from and that's in your mind that's tormenting you. You haven't said a word about it. I want you to know that you're going to make it. Yes, you are. You're not alone. You're going to make it. I made it. And you will make it too. So to God be the glory for great things that he has done, doing, and going to do in your life, in my life, because I haven't really even scratched the surface. The best is yet to come for me, and the best is yet to come for you. So we're going to do this together. If you need to contact me online. My email address is info@breatheagainmagazine.org, info@breatheagainmagazine.org, and connect with me on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/breatheagainmag. Pick up my book. If you have not read my book, I want you to get it. It's on Amazon. If you have a Kindle, it's only $6.99. But if you want the paperback, you can get it off of Amazon, or you can get it from my website, SoHeCheated.com. It ain't about me. It ain't about my husband. It is about that next person. And I get it now. I didn't get it before, but I get it now. It ain't about me. And baby doll, let me tell you something. It's not about you. I know you want me to say it's about you, but it's not about you. It's for the next person. Well, I love you, and this has been Nicole's Heart, Why Me, Lord. I hope I was able to bless you and encourage you today. And you know what? We have an encouragement campaign that's going on right now, and I want you to sign up. It's 21 days of encouragement from women and men of faith that are going to encourage you and inspire you. It's a 21-day series. Sign up at breatheagainmagazine.org/words of inspiration. That's words of inspiration. You know, I never say goodbye. I always say until next time. So I may see you next week. I may talk to you next Monday. I may talk to you 2 weeks from now, but I will talk to you, and I will be here again. But I want you to know that you're going to make it. God bless you, and I love you.